amazing Cultures to Parents support group are sponsoring this series of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. We offer support for families of children and young people with special educational needs in the Colchester area. To learn more and get in touch, please visit the MAYS website, themaysgroup.co.uk.
Here we talk to more children from a local Essex school who talk about their experience of getting involved in the Resilience Programme, what they learnt from it, and what difference it will make to them moving forwards. What did you learn from the Resilience Programme?
To stop stress, that it helps with the stress.
Anything else? Does anyone think anything else?
That you don't need to worry all the time about anything.
What activities did you find most useful when we did the programme, do you think?
The bucket one.
Can you just explain a little bit about the bucket one and what it meant for you?
We had to put the stuff that worried us inside the bucket and the stuff we were would help us outside of the bucket, and that really helped me. So then I wouldn't have to worry all the time and I know how to fix it.
Brilliant.
And I was thinking, you know, when we done when we were sitting at that table over there, me, you, Charles, and we had to make compliments. I think that I could see a lot of people smiling, and I think it made them happy seeing giving compliments about them.
Yeah, good. So we did do the compliments, and this is the golden answer. Can you remember what it's called when you feel better about yourself? It's self-esteem.
Yeah,
brilliant. So the self-esteem work you think was good for everybody, yeah? No, there's some great answers there. Thank you. So why is it important children learn about resilience, do you think? So not just you, but for your friends as well. Why is it important?
Because I think that if they don't learn resilience, they're just going to dash out. Yeah, they'll give up and they won't do everything that they're... So they'll if someone got in a fight with them, they'll hurt them. And I think, but in resilience, we've been I think everyone I saw who's been in resilience and has been involved in a fight, they just walked away. Everyone who I saw in here.
So you think they've learned some things that they've used straight away, yeah?
Yeah.
Another question for you then, just because you answered that, and I'll come to you after, okay? So do you think, looking back, there's anything that in the past, if you knew a bit more resilience, you'd have been able to deal with it better? Do you think that?
Yeah, I think. Because before we came here, I dashed out a lot. And if I got in a fight, I wouldn't think straight. I don't really get in fights anymore. I try to avoid them.
Brilliant. That's really good. I'm glad, even separate to the resilience stuff, that's something that you're doing now. So I'm really, really proud of you, mate. Well done. And I'll say E, what do you think? Why is it resilience important for children?
I think resilience is good for children, so then they know what to do if they get into a fight or anything.
Yeah, so similar to what B was just saying, you think the same, yeah? Okay, so next question is, how do you think this will help you in the future? So how do you think the resilience work will help you in the future?
I think it will help you in the future. So then if anyone gets in a fight or anything, you know what to do.
Okay, so there's that side of it. What about separate from fights and stuff as well? Is there anything,
not to worry as much.
So you might still worry, but you maybe now know how to deal with them a little bit more.
And
much more confident.
If I have a problem, before we came here, if I had a problem, I'd just walk out of class. But now, if I have a problem, I ask to come over here.
Good. So you ask for help and you get that support. Yeah, good. And that's good because that's what we call our fight and flight thing in our brain. And it's finding another way to deal with it. So I'm glad that you've got some examples. So in the future, like you said, E, you'll be able to not worry as much. And B, you'll be able to go and find some help if you need it, even if it's at secondary school, yeah? Okay, that's good, because that's what it's all about. Not just 6 weeks and then we know everything. We need to do it all the time. So that's good. So my next question is, why is it important we talk about mental health? So we did a session all about mental health, didn't we? Why is it important we talk about mental health?
Because when you get older, you never know what your mental health might be good, it might be bad, so I think that we needed to know what mental health is, because say if there's someone in the streets who've got a problem, and if we haven't got enough mental health to like, I don't know how to explain it, to
stop,
like, people laugh at people like that.
You think we're more aware now of what mental health is?
Yeah, now we're more aware that mental health is we see someone, they just act like they're a normal person. They are.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great, that is a great answer. What about you, E?
I think the same as B, because it does help a lot with people that have anything, and to see them on the other side instead of on the wrong side.
You have more understanding now about other people as well as understanding yourselves, and that's good. And we did, we spoke about things like autism, didn't we, and how we're all different. So that's good. I'm glad you've learned about that. So I've only got one more question to ask you, actually. It's now looking at it, what does resilience mean to you? Like, if someone said, what is resilience? What would you say?
I think I would say it's not to worry as much and to help people a lot more if something's wrong.
Great. Fantastic. And B?
I think, like, it helps you get, you know, like when people write, they just get annoyed if they get something wrong. I think resilience is like when you write, you're not giving up. You'll get a rubber, just rub it out. Just think of the ways that you could correct it. You could correct it, or you could like you could cross it out and then write it again.
Great. So yeah, it could be something in your work that you need to do that with, or it could be something in your life that you do that with, and you think, oh, I won't do that again because that got me into trouble. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, thank you both. It's really, really clear and honest answers. Was there, while I've got you both, is there anything extra you want to say about resilience or anything at all?
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Brilliant. That's great. That'd be a great way to end it. So,
the Maze and Cultures to Parents support group are sponsoring this series of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. We offer support for families of children and young people with special educational needs in the Colchester area. To learn more and get in touch, please visit the Maze website, themazegroup.co.uk.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.